BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris stays at my house overnight and then writes a 4-in-a-bed star review about it. We get an update from our listener, Will, the one who goes on stranger stag do's with a badger. And I've got a fantastic idea for when the governess off of the chase visits us on Thursday.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says, hey Scott, have you fired Chris for not signing the necessary paperwork to take Friday off? And Ooh. Is he here today, or has he moved to Radio 3 after going to the proms at the weekend?
Okay,
no, he's here.
Brilliant.
Hi.
So it begins.
Where it begins.
I had a lovely time. I went to proms in the park. It was a very nice thing to do with the family.
What I mostly enjoyed this weekend was looking at your Twitter when you'd put that you were on the proms, and then all the messages, all the comments from people going, well, yeah, Mills is right. You've changed.
Yeah. And in capital letters, you have changed. It's not. It's all good.
Did you have some PIMS?
No, I didn't actually. No.
Did you sit on a picnic blanket?
I did. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was all good. It was at times like a massive wedding, with what was going on there.
Was it like Radio 1's Big Weekend only classical?
It's so different to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
How though?
Just very, very different.
Different kind of people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Had a good time though, yeah?
It was a laugh, yeah, it was all right.
Well, welcome back and nice to see you sober.
Cheers, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris were DJing for some freshers last night. In fact, I've seen all the freshers. Well, not quite all of them. I've got some more tonight at QMU in Glasgow. But Lincoln, yesterday evening, which was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Also, I've done Aberdeen and Northumbria. So hi if you went to any of those.
I mean, it is becoming a situation, I hope, that you're not going to turn up at one of these freshers' gigs and accidentally say the wrong place. Can you imagine if you did that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
That would be terrible.
Sometimes I do write it down, though.
Do you?
Just in case. You don't want to say the wrong place.
You have it in large writing in front of you on a stage.
Anyway, good to DJ with you last night. Bit tired today?
Cheers, mate. No, I'm all good now, actually.
Okay. We're a bit tired when you maybe came into work this morning.
Yes, that was an issue. Mm. So,
why not share with everyone what happened today?
Okay. So I missed the fact that one of our colleagues was leaving last week because I was away on Friday. So I thought today, I've seen one of our colleagues, Anthony's left, so I'm going to drop her a little email.
Lovely email, actually. Really
yeah,
nice.
Just a nice, pleasant email saying it's nice to work with you. But I've done that error, which is sending it to all staff, which means that everyone here at Radio 1, our bosses, everyone.
Like literally everyone, like management downwards sees this. Lovely to work with you. Hope to see you again soon.
I mean, luckily, the email's just a very pleasant email. It wasn't talking about any other members of staff or anything like that.
I mean, it could have been much worse.
But what happened is I sent this email, then all of a sudden I noticed everyone around the office starts giggling and their heads popping up like meerkats
from behind their computer,
because I've done an all-staff fail.
What are they saying?
It's just everyone giving me a load of nonsense.
Nice
about,
email, Chris.
Yeah, great fail there, Chris. All-staff email fail. Rubbish. And to know the boss has seen this as well.
Hang on, have I got it? I haven't checked my...
Yeah, you'll have it. Everyone has it. Because then I start getting all these return emails
from
people
that
don't work here anymore. So
yeah.
It's gone to everyone.
Nice email.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Galantis, this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. New music from Nick Brewer coming up. Is he the one off The Apprentice?
Yes. Yes,
and Countdown.
He is, isn't it? Nick Brewer? Yes.
Nick Brewer. Talk to Me, he's got a new track out.
What?
No, I don't think it's him. It's not the same.
It's not Nick Brewer on The Apprentice either.
It's Nick someone.
Yeah. Oh, this is...
Oh, it's going to annoy me
Nick
now.
Nick Hewer.
Sorry, Nick. I said you had a new song out, you haven't. But Nick Brewer has, and that's coming up. And also Bring Me The Horizon. Do you remember that guy who we spoke to at the start of the summer who kept going on stag do's for free?
He was amazing.
Amazing. And took a badger with him at all times. Just because someone dropped out of a stag do once and he saw it on the internet, he was like, quite fancy that, and took the place of the person that dropped out, but didn't stop there. I quite like to have a little update with him to see how his summer's been. I bet it's been good. I wonder if he's been on any more. We'll speak to him in a minute, actually. We're going to give him a ring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott.
So last time we spoke to you, I think you had been on one or two stag do's, because once you went on the first one, you were like, I'm going to do this again.
Yes, so I've been on 16 since last spoke.
Whoa!
16?
Yeah, I've been all around Europe.
with the badger?
With the badger.
And this is all for free, is it?
Mostly, yeah. I spent quite a bit on food and a few drinks here and there, but yeah, mostly free.
And they were all strangers, stag do's?
Every single one of them.
So what's going on? Are you finding that generally stag groups are contacting you where someone can't make it and then you're the natural invite to anyone stag do? Or are they just adding you in for entertainment?
Mostly someone drops out last minute and then they contact me and I end up going sort of the next day.
And are they contacting you more now because they know you from the radio and from online as well?
Yes, it's constant.
All the time?
All the time, yeah.
What, so do you what get Twitter messages or...?
Twitter, Facebook... It's got me in the street.
But hang on, you can go really last minute. Is this why it's working out so well?
I think so, yeah, because I can just go there and then.
Drop everything.
And go, yeah.
Have you still got your job?
Yes, I'm there now.
Are you at work now? They're very accommodating with time off, aren't they?
They are, yeah, thank God.
What a great boss you've got.
I have, yes.
And how's the girlfriend?
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. I've seen her a few times this year.
Oh, that's nice.
good.
Been on 16 stag do's, seen her 3 times.
Yeah, so it's all going well.
And she's still happy with that?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to check.
Everyone's very patient with you. I've got a question for you. With you travelling so much, obviously the badger's getting a lot of action.
He is.
I was wondering,
what do you mean?
Do you have more... Well, I mean, it's travelling around a lot. Oh, it's right. Going to get dirty. Isn't it? What I was wondering is, do you actually have more than one badger?
I've just got the one that is washing machine friendly, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Obviously, stag do's can get out of hand, and I'm imagining that after a few drinks, the badger becomes very funny to a lot of people that you carry it around.
Yeah, people are just intrigued, and they need to get a piece of the badger.
And what's the most random situation the badger's been in this summer?
This summer, he was on stage with Kasabian.
When?
What?
V Festival.
Right. How did that happen?
He was on the end of a selfie stick and he decided to grab him.
Oh, I thought for a minute you may have thrown the badger on stage, which is quite a clever way of doing it.
Yeah, he's been close.
When you went to, was it Budapest? Didn't the badger end up in the Danube?
He did, yeah. He had a bit of a swim.
Anywhere else?
He's been all right since, actually. He's been nicked by a few girls in Ibiza a couple of times. He spent the night...
With them?
Yeah.
What, so he wasn't with you, he spent the night in a girl's room?
He went to stay with two girls in Ibiza. And
two girls?
He came back the next day, yeah.
Oh, wow.
One badger.
He's a right summer, isn't he?
Hang on, so when the badger goes missing, okay, let's say out in Ibiza or say on main stage at V Festival. I mean, I was there, I was watching that. I didn't see the badger myself. How do you get the badger back?
Generally just run after him, screaming.
Yeah, but what about when he's copped off with two girls and has gone back to their room in Ibiza? How do you find him?
No offence, mate, we don't want you, Will, we want the badger.
They knew which hotel I was in, so they brought him back to the pool the next day.
You can only imagine.
This is so weird.
Hello, ladies. Hello, badger.
I need to know more about this. Will, are you right to wait there?
Yep.
I'm going to play this track and we'll come back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. I'm just talking to our friend Will, who goes to random as stag do's. Hi, Will.
Hi, Scott.
Can you actually remember all the places you've been with strangers?
Yeah, mostly.
Yes.
I've been to Ibiza, Budapest, Madrid, Barcelona, Ayia Napa, Amsterdam, Mallorca.
This is crazy. Blackpool. Sorry. The thing is, you're not lying because I follow you on Twitter and I see the videos and pictures of some of the stuff this badger's gone through.
Oh, I had a crazy weekend last weekend.
I saw about that.
I was on a drag do last weekend.
Tell me about that. That sounds fabulous.
Two drag queens were getting married next month, and they invited me along. And so I spent a weekend with drag queens, one of which has broken my toe.
Why? How?
Well, he's 6'4", and he had high heels on, and he went straight through my shoe and broke my toe.
He was on a drag do, Scott. Will the badger?
I want to go on a drag do. Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
My eyes have never been opened so much.
So what? So again, did they just contact you through Twitter? One of the drag queens has dropped out.
Yeah, one of the guys just contacted me and said, "Oh, I've got a last minute drop out. Flight's waiting for you. Come along."
Oh, this is so
honestly,
good.
Mills, I've seen videos. He's not lying. This has happened.
Right, we need to...
It's incredible.
I'm getting on this. If anyone's having a drag do, let us know. We're coming.
But also, I mean, I know you don't really talk about it much, but the conversation you have with your girlfriend at this point, you get a message on Twitter or somewhere like that. Look, someone's dropped out of a drag do. Would like to invite you, Will and Seth the Badger. Would you be up for it? This is the conversation that you then relay to your girlfriend.
Yeah, so I basically say, I'm going away for the weekend. Yeah. See you next week. And that's it.
Okay.
With some drag queens.
With some drag queens.
So, your life is awesome.
I'm all right, yeah. It's definitely a life changer.
Well, I'm glad that we could be there for the start of the journey and ever since, really.
Yeah, long may it continue.
What else have you got planned?
I'm going to Melbourne in November.
What's that?
Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
For a stag do?
For a stag do.
It's a long way to go for a stag.
It'll be worth it, hopefully.
And this is with strangers?
Strangers, yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere else?
I've got Vegas in January. It's a weekend. Go back to Gran Canaria in a couple of weeks.
You're lying. This is nonsense.
I don't know, I'd be on Saturday.
All right, okay, I get it. You're having a great time.
I definitely am, yeah, so thank you.
No, that's all right, don't mention it.
But you hear pop stars complaining about their life going around the world, you know, different places, it's hard to sleep, stuff like that. This guy is doing a bigger world tour than One Direction.
Yeah. You need to give your tour a name.
Yeah, let's think of one.
On the road again.
I'm just having a look at your Twitter on the moment. This could be your tour name, actually. So one of your tweets is very inspiring. You've put, "Do something different today, change your life. Have an adventure. Be extraordinary."
Yeah, we can go with that.
Be extraordinary. Yeah. And then there's a picture of the badger just looking majestic.
That should be your tour name. And you need to get like T-shirts with the tour dates on the back.
I do have T-shirts if you're interested.
What, for the tour?
Just for Seth the Badger.
Oh, I see what right, you mean. You're, okay. You're getting into the merch.
Right, you've got merch now as well.
Yeah,
good.
Right.
Well, good to speak to you, Will.
Yeah, good to speak to you, Scott and Chris.
Send my love to Seth the Badger.
Will do.
Is he with you now?
He is.
At work?
At work.
All right. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Thanks for the update.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So many people are loving the story about Will and his summer with Seth the Badger.
It's just insane.
Ben from Wolverhampton, he says it's embarrassing that a cuddly toy badger has a better summer than myself. Two girls, one badger. What a legend. Also, Pete the farmer saying, and Rich, stuck in his dead-end job, that's what he says, saying, "I can't believe this badger has a better life than me."
It's true. We all need to be more badger, don't we?
We totally do, absolutely. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, what's your favourite dish?
I'd probably say lasagna.
I knew you were going to say lasagna.
Yeah, I love it. Oh,
what do you think? Lasagna. What do you think Demi Lovato's favourite dish is? Be something healthy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's gonna be a quinoa-based dish.
Or maybe some kale or something.
Yeah.
Are people still trying to make kale happen, by the way?
Yeah, same with quinoa. It's
I think that's happened.
That word banded about.
Yeah. Anyway, all the things you just guessed, not the right answer. In fact, you'll be surprised by the answer to this question, which Demi Lovato was asked over the weekend. It's gone viral.
And your favourite dish? My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee or hot tea.
Coffee. Awesome.
Hot tea.
I love the detail she goes into with that as well.
I just love mugs. That's my favourite. Again.
And your favourite dish? My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch.
Tea.
So,
coffee.
You know, coffee or hot tea.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I love it.
It's really good. Sarah in Dumfries says, I'm absolutely crying my eyes out at this cover. It's beautiful. Charlie in Milton Keynes says, I don't know Francis until now, but I am a new fan. Max in Tamworth, I love how English she sounds. Great cover, great voice. I also like it because What Do You Mean is a good song, but it's great to hear a version with no pan pipes because they stress me out.
Yeah.
They are stress-inducing.
She's really good, though. She's a massive when. Do you know what I mean?
When! As opposed to her!
Exactly.
Francis and What Do You Mean in the live lounge. So good. And the videos will be up later on the BBC iPlayer. Later on this week. So tomorrow you've got Rhodes and Birdie. Then Wednesday, Disclosure and Sam Smith in the live lounge. Thursday is Jeppo, Carly Rae Jepsen. And Friday, Rudimental. What a time to be alive. Some great live lounges this week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a massive who for you that someone told me over the weekend.
Go on.
One of my friends was like, oh yeah, how are you? I was like, yeah, I'm good, yeah. How are you? Oh, I've been travelling all over the place, is what they said to me. So a bit tired, .com. Putting .com at the end of a sentence.
Mm.
Seriously. Do you remember when, was it Alexandra Burke who had to fill in last minute on X Factor as a live lounge? As a judge on X Factor. Sorry, my brain scrambled.
Okay.
Alexandra Burke did a was a cover judge, remember?
So what happened? Was it Talisa who was off?
I can't remember, but it was OK.com.
That's right, yes, it was so annoying, yes. OK.com.
Don't say .com, please. Massive who. So last night, we were in Lincoln till quite late. It was amazing, playing for some students. That's why brain scrambled today. But what a night.
It was an amazing night. I mean, there was one small hiccup when the electricity cut out.
Yeah, and we got booed, but that's standard.
But I think we covered it up well.
Yeah.
It was all fine.
Can anybody sing?
What song were we playing when it cut out? And to try and... It was almost as if we thought no one would notice. We tried to carry on singing along to it.
We were playing Can't Stop Playing Making Me High by Dr. Kucho at the time.
That's right.
No one knows the words to that. And that's where we got stuck.
So halfway through that, we carried on singing. But no, amazing night. Really good.
And then, obviously, it was quite hard to get back to yours last night, so you stayed at my house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that was an interesting experience because I've not stayed at yours for a while.
No, it's been a while, actually, hasn't it?
And there's been a fair few changes about the place. And, so anyway, look, what I thought I would do is write a review. I did this morning.
Why?
I don't know. I was in there and
you
I was
just
thinking
stayed
to
at
myself,
my house.
Yeah, but it
this isn't TripAdvisor.
It felt to me like I was booking into a hotel. So I thought I'd review it in a very similar way.
All right.
So I've got a review here if you'd like to go through it.
You've typed it out?
Yeah, I've done the full thing.
Why have you done a review in my house? You're so weird.
Well, I was hoping to be able to get it on a website, but I'm struggling with that at the moment. But look, we'll go through this. There's a few points I'd like to make you aware of with your house.
If it's too bad, then I will be charging you for last night's stay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So me and Chris were DJing for the Freshers last night in Lincoln. What a brilliant night. Back quite late. It was a 5 a.m. job, wasn't it?
Round about then.
About 5:20, actually. And so Chris stayed at my house last night, which he's not done for a while.
Mm.
It's nice to have you stay, actually.
Yeah, it was good. There's been a load of changes since I was last there.
A few things, yes. Did you find it a comfortable experience?
I found it a great experience. So what I thought I would do is review it. But what I thought I'd do for the review is do it in the same structure as popular daytime show Four in a Bed. Which is one of my favourite shows to watch heavy night out.
Why are we doing this? That's the one that's like, on a weekend, it's on like for about 16 hours.
Yeah. You can watch it all day,
and it's just B&B owners slagging other people's B&Bs off, and they go and stay there.
Well, if you've not seen it before, this is what it's all about.
Hello, strangers!
Four sets of B&B owners go head-to-head. As they check into each other's places.
Rick.
That's not really what I think it is.
I'm not going to put my hand in and check.
And get to grips with one another.
We really didn't get the...
I think that's obvious. didn't get it.
Laughing in a sarcastic way, that is a bit insulting, really.
So it's B&B owners and they go to each other... Well, they go to other B&Bs and then just kind of stay there and rate them.
Well, what I thought was special about this is, obviously, you watch that show and they're just everyday people, but I thought, you know what, I'm staying over at an actual celebrity's house. People would love to know what it's like.
Stop calling me a celebrity. We've been friends years.
It's interesting to see if... you did stay at the Scott Mills house, what it would be like.
Let's hear some of the reviews from the actual show.
With breakfast over, the B&Bers take to their rooms to see if it's sink or swim for the Calacliffe.
Shall we start the feedback then?
How are your hosts?
Perfect.
They're just lovely people, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that's got to be a 10.
Well, they were brilliant, weren't they?
They were brilliant. We can't help but give a 10.
Yeah.
How were the facilities at Calacliffe? Out of date pad testing?
Yeah, I would have said a 5.
Not do 4.5.
No.
Right, we'll do 5.
It was just
that's another one.
A problem with the shower, wasn't there?
It was going hot and cold.
I'm not sure I want to do this. You're now going to rate my house out of 10 on Radio 1.
So get this, I found the form that they have to fill in online.
Oh, busy morning.
So what I thought is we could just go through the same questions as they do in
all right, you're even playing the theme tune, good.
So here's my review of Echo Falls.
What?
Your house.
It's not called Echo Falls.
There is. There's a sign outside.
There isn't, though.
In fact, if you're interested to see what it looks like, I've put a picture on my Twitter and Instagram of your front door.
You're not staying again.
So here's
Stop calling it Echo Falls, please.
Here's my
Gives
review.
The wrong impression.
Here's my review of Echo Falls. So the first question, how are your hosts at Echo Falls? That's you. I've put here, I filled it out exactly like they do on the show. Very accommodating, friendly and approachable, but also quick to settle me and leave me to it. There were a few issues opening the door when we first arrived, and we were left outside in the cold. But aside from that, the welcome I received was warm and sincere.
Oh, that's good.
Do you remember that? Because we did get back at around 20 past five last night.
Yeah.
And you
struggling with the keys.
Yeah. And it was so depressing because it was the rain was starting to come down, and watching you fumble around in your bag for some keys was ridiculous.
Well, you could have stayed in a hotel. It would have cost you more.
Well, I kind of did. So, how clean was Echo Falls?
Stop calling it Echo Falls!
I've put here, by the way, I rated the other question 8 out of 10 for that.
Okay.
Good score. How clean was Echo Falls? Well-made bed and the room was generally clean. Now, there was dust on the back of the side table
on
top
of
the
door frame
and a hairy plug hole in the shower.
Actually, it is quite hairy at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't apologise for that.
You see, that's the classic mistakes they make in falling a bed. Those are the areas that you miss.
Yeah. What? So am I going to be marked down because of my hairy plug hole?
Yes. So I've given you a 6 for that. Because you should have cleared that out. You knew I was coming.
Noted.
How are the facilities
at
Echo
Falls? Well, no, hang on a minute. I didn't know you were coming until about an hour before, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you could have got your butler to cleaned up the right areas.
Seriously.
How are the facilities at Echo Falls? I've put very good. Shower was powerful and the bath had no tap end, which offered a pleasant experience. I did both this morning to make sure that I...
What do you mean?
I had a shower, then had a bath.
No, you didn't.
Just to make the most of the facilities. Now, the kitchen was poorly stocked, but operated an honesty box policy. I helped myself to snacks. The cupboard was kind of bare.
Yeah, the cupboards are generally bare.
I can tell you're on one of your ridiculous diets. Mm-hmm. Here was an issue. The towel.
Plenty of bacon if you wanted that.
The towel provided and left outside my door was, in fact, a hand towel.
I did leave you a towel
to complete
outside.
The job. The toilet was very efficient. I've given you an 8 out of 10 on that one. How did you sleep at Echo Falls? A lovely night's sleep. High quality bed and mattress. The bed did make significant noise on movement, but when still was a comfortable experience.
You shouldn't be moving around so much.
And how was the breakfast at Echo Falls? This is my main issue. Non-existent. 1 out of 10. There was no breakfast. Finally, would you stay here again? I've put yes.
Oh, you were. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
So
generally good, yes?
I'm keen to get this review of Echo Falls out there for other people who might want to stay.
Oh, I've just seen the picture you've put up.
Yeah.
That is not my house. It's got a drawbridge.
Is your house.
Also, you've just pasted that sign on there.
No.
It's not called Echo Falls. Oh no, people are now asking TripAdvisor if they'll put the review on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone on Twitter's like, isn't Echo Falls a wine? Yes, it is, and that's why I don't want people saying that my house is called Echo Falls.
Listen, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with people knowing about it, Scott. It's fine. Before you know it, Wikipedia will be updated. You'll be getting asked about it in interviews.
I will, yeah. Now I'm getting people going, can I come and stay next weekend? Me and my partner. Also, if we're doing it like the TV show, Four in a Bed, you now have to pay me. You have to pay me what it's worth.
Well, no, I have to pay you what I think it's worth.
Yeah?
So do you really... And I'll do that in a sealed envelope.
Yeah, that's right. But then I have to open it in front of you and be yeah, like, and be disappointed.
Yeah, and it all just needs to be very awkward and confrontational.
Yeah. Okay, well, you do that in a minute then.
No.
We'll get you an envelope. And see, what you're going to do now, cos Harry Plugger, you're going to like play me like £5, aren't you?
I can really mark you down for those
problems. When actually, the rest of the stay was very comfortable.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well excited for Inuyo Domingo this week. Like, ridiculously excited. So tomorrow, new to Radio 1 and definitely new to Bingo, Kel Spellman is on. You might know him off of CBBC. He's been in. I was looking him up yesterday, actually, just to see some of his previous work. He was even in Waterloo Road.
Yeah. There's also, I think doing Innuendo Bingo for him, it's especially, he's kind of new to the Radio 1 family. It's an initiation almost.
Absolutely. And I want you to see it in that way.
Yes.
Yes. You know, you're now the experienced co-worker and he's the newbie.
Right. Okay, I kind of understand the analogy there.
So you just need to like show him the ropes, basically.
A tiny bit patronising to everyone else except for yourself there.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So what are we saying? I mean, obviously we show him the utmost respect.
Absolutely.
But he will get drenched.
Yeah, we love Kel, but there needs to be some... Like, this is your initiation when you join Radio 1. You have to go through a kind of brutal innuendo bingo.
Hmm.
So looking forward to having Kel on tomorrow. He's a good lad. He's so excited about it as well. So Kel's on at 1:45 tomorrow, and then Thursday. Let's talk about Thursday, shall we? Anne Hegarty, the governess, and one of the chasers on ITV's The Chase, has agreed to do innuendo bingo.
For me, I think this might be the biggest one we've ever done. I think this is a legendary bingo in the making.
I can't believe you're going to... I mean, you're going to spit on the governess.
Yes. And vice versa. I mean, it's going to be a great, great game. And for me, this is just one of the most legendary people we could get playing it right now.
Actual one of the chasers.
She's the lady of the moment.
She's like the number one quizzer in the world. She's just so good at answering questions.
She's so good.
You'd want her on your pub quiz team.
Absolutely.
You would. So Anne Hegarty, the governess, is playing Innuendo Bingo on Thursday.
I mean, she is amazing. She's got the intelligence of an it box and, you know, the attitude of the trunchbull.
But there's a slight issue.
Go on.
Maybe over the weekend, we asked Anne Hegarty, the governess, Mom, Your Majesty.
Frosty knickers. That's not my nickname for her, that's Bradley Walsh.
They call it that on the show. I asked her to wear the outfit.
Mm.
You know, the outfit that the governess would wear?
I never clocked that she had an outfit.
Oh, come on!
Until you made me aware that it was an outfit.
No one dresses like that in real life. It's kind of like a blouse with a little neck bit, like a necktie.
I know, you're obsessed with it.
And
you
a blazer.
You don't stop talking to me about it.
That's the outfit. That's what you wear if you're the governess.
Yeah.
Now, we asked her, and it was quite a frosty no to wearing the outfit. But, I mean, it's not her fault. There's various reasons why it can't be worn.
Mm.
So I've got a plan. I've just been on a website that rhymes with Bamazon, and I've managed to get you a shirt.
Excellent.
Which resembles... I've been studying a picture of the governess quite closely.
Okay.
And it does resemble the one that the governess wears on the telly.
I see. So you want me to dress as the governess?
Yes, I do.
Right.
$6.89. Straight in my basket and arrives tomorrow.
Good.
All right.
So you're dressing me as the governess for an innuendo bingo against Anne Hegarty, the actual governess from The Chase.
If she can't wear the outfit, someone needs to.
Right, I see.
And otherwise, it's like, who's that random woman you've got on?
And is it not just going to be basically me in a dress?
Yes.
What's the sort of the Anne Hegarty element to it?
No, it's not a dress. It's more of it's a blouse, Chris.
Right.
Blouse and blazer combo.
Fine.
Maybe... Are you prepared to have your hair scraped back a little bit,
like
the governess?
Do you want me to be the chaser? Is this what we're
basically
saying? I'm taking on the role of the chaser.
Because like she's always important on the show in Frosty.
Mm.
I'd like you to sit a bit higher than her.
That's a good idea.
When we play Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll put like a tablet in front of your face to make it look like the set of The Chase. And then just go for it.
I mean, you're very excited about it. I'm
so
very
excited
about this, but it's rare to see you so excited.
You need to be a bit higher, I think.
A bingo guest as well. Okay, I can do that.
And the hair scraped back.
Yep.
And the...
I'll look just like her.
The blouse.
Yes, fine.
I'll bring the grey blazer in that I've got.
Okay, and I'll look exactly like Anne Hegarty, the governess.
Maybe a little bit of lippy. It's going to be great. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello there.
And to you, Christopher.
And to you.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. How was your weekend? All good?
Very good. All the freshers I met.
All of them.
Yes.
I'm going to Scotland this weekend.
All of them.
Excited.
I'm in there. I'm there tonight.
Are you? Edinburgh?
Glasgow, I am. A bit of Aberdeen action on Friday night.
Aberdeen action.
Got a plane there, which was...
Someone is doing very well.
Was that the red eye?
No. No.
Was it your private jet?
No, absolutely not.
Are you Tiesto?
No.
You are.
It was...
You're the Tiesto of Radio 1.
It was an airline that rhymes with YB. Very, very good, actually. But there was a slight aborted landing.
Oh, no. Oh, it didn't go down then straight up again.
No, it's not YB's fault. It was the weather. But when they go, please, don't panic, that makes me panic. The plane goes... It tried to land and then
it'd be awesome
back on
if
the
you were
again.
The voice of the announcements on the plane. Do you know what I mean? Like the pre-recorded ones. Maybe the safety message.
Yeah. No, it's a very reassuring captain. You know, when they do captain voice, like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, just trying to make an approach there, but didn't quite work, so don't panic.
Didn't quite work.
Didn't quite work. Your safety is of our utmost concern, so all that.
They didn't accidentally let the trumpets go off prematurely. You
right,
know?
Wrong airline.
Oh.
The trumpets.
Okay, let's play real or no real.
The trumpets, by the way, really need to get over themselves.
Why?
Don't they? Well, they go, you're on board another on-air flight. Yeah, good. That's the point. That's the least I expect.
Fly the plane. It's your job.
Right, we landed on time. Oh, well done. Well done for being on time. Yeah. Brilliant.
You have to give yourself a fanfare on the rare occasion that it happens.
So full of itself, isn't it, that plane?
Very arrogant.
Shut up!
Here's real or no real.
Earlier today, Radio 1's Alice Levine was seen going through the bins in the live lounge looking for food.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
If this is no real, this is harsh.
We've all done it.
Come on. Come on.
All done it. We've all returned to the bin at some point in our lives.
Right.
No?
Just all sorry, whoa. We've all returned to the bin at some point in our lives.
Okay, right. So... You're not telling me that you've thrown food away and then not sometimes gone back to retrieve just a little bit more?
No, I haven't.
I was once in a bar, a table of people left, and I watched Scott go over and take the chips that were left behind.
Oh, did I really?
No, come on!
Oh my God!
Another table and bring them over for himself.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
It did happen.
Oh my God, I'm so disgusted with myself. I need to have a shower.
Actually, I've done a similar thing. I used to work at a very well-known pizza restaurant, and when the buffet was being cleared up or whatever, when I was clearing the tables, he would take the leftovers back into the kitchen and just tuck in. That's sort of okay, I think. That's a perk of the job.
No,
right?
I think it's better that the food's not wasted.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Waste not, want not.
But I did just go over and nick someone else's chips.
Yeah, it's just etiquette-wise, it was a bit...
disgusted. At least they left before. It would have been even weirder if I'd been like, oi, can I have one of them?
Waste not what want somebody else wanted.
Alice Levine.
That's Scott's motto.
Alice Levine was seen going through the bins in the live lounge looking for food earlier. Real or no real?
I feel I'm going to call her if this is true. If this is real. She sounds a bit not okay.
It's very unlike Alice Levine. It's not the kind of thing you'd normally see her doing. I don't think so. No real.
No real. Come on.
Yeah, she would normally be like having a quinoa on a bed of kale, wouldn't she? So
I'm taking photos of it.
Yeah. Mm. That one is real.
No.
Sadly, yes. But she is okay. Before anyone worries, she was looking for her egg and tomato on rye sandwich, which someone had mistakenly thrown away. But she did get it out of the bin. You'll be pleased to know that she's eaten it, and it was in packaging.
Okay. Well, tough day.
Because she actually did come in here earlier going, is my egg on rye sandwich in here? I was like, no.
Really?
Look in the bin.
Egg on rye.
And next.
A cover version of The Weeknd's I Can't Feel My Face has gone viral because it was created entirely using dental equipment.
That's great. I've always thought, because a lot of people text in to Radio 1 when they're in the dentist, don't they?
A lot.
Or waiting. So if we're playing I Can't Feel My Face, it's appropriate for the dentist. So I think this is probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a dentist anthem, isn't it? The same way that we give a shout out to the young farmers every now and then, you know, it's like... Or the young dentists out there.
I can't feel my face, and I'm with you, but I love it. But I love
amazing noise.
Don't. I'm in so much trouble with the dentist right now.
Why?
I've got to have so much done, Greg. Might as well just chop my head off and get a new mouth.
Thing is, when I last went to the dentist, it was a strange experience because they give you sunglasses in there.
Yeah.
And I haven't been for quite a long time.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Just you.
They give you wicked sunglasses now, like massive ones.
Well, they're sunglasses and you took them off and they were all naked.
What?
No, there's like...
Welcome.
They're like massive ones that you're like, oh, I wish I had these on a hangover. They're brilliant.
It'd be a great prank to do, though, if you pretend to be a dentist. And obviously, you'd be filming it, but you could just... Actually, no, I'm just...
What do you mean? Yeah, it's true. Why do they give you sunglasses? Why don't they just give you like an eye patch or something, like a couple of eye patch, or like a blindfold? Do you know
what I
mean?
So if you want to see what's going on, you can.
Why do you?
Take a seat over there. Pop your trousers off.
Yeah.
Why? Protocol.
It would be a bit weird if you were actually blindfolded in the dentist chair. I'm not cool with that.
No, I mean, I appreciate it looks weird if someone walked in. But
yeah.
Pop your pants down.
So, The Weeknd... And I Can't Feel My Face. There's been a version using entirely dental equipment and it's gone viral, real or no real.
So it's the noises of the drills and stuff like that. Is that what we're saying? Come on, it could happen. This would be awesome if real. I'm going to go real.
All right, I'll say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. YouTuber Andrew Huang created the parody using toothbrushes, drills.
Andrew Fang.
Huang.
Oh, Fang would be amazing.
Andrew Huang. All the implements are on. Listen.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it.
It's really good.
But I love it.
I mean, you really need to see the video to...
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like that was just a bad version.
Yes, I mean, it comes into its own when you watch the video, though, and then you can see all the toothbrushes and drills and that. So that just sounded like a karaoke version of The Weeknd.
It sounded terrible.
Yes. And next,
Greg.
What?
I mean, we could make it, put some more drills over it to make it sound like dental equipment.
Greg James often proves that he is who he says he is to fans by introducing Newsbeat.
So they're like, you're not Greg James. You say, yeah, listen, I'm Greg James. You know,
what? So do you go? And then you go, yes, I am. Here's Chris Smith with the news.
Right. So this is real, and this is based on a tweet that happened.
This is real.
It is real. Mm. I tweeted it yesterday because I was at a mate's birthday on Saturday night, and it finished in the wee small hours, and we were wandering back home, and these lads just came up and went, oh, hey, you're doing it. Is that Greg James? Is it James? And then you're in that weird position where you're going, yep. You're, no, you're not. No, you ain't. No, no. Prove it. Introduce Newsbeat. So at 3 a.m, I had to introduce Newsbeat and then sing Chris Smith with the news.
Oh.
And then they tweeted a picture the next day going, is this you or something?
Oh. Well, they still didn't believe you.
That was my Sunday.
Wow.
Sunday morning.
It's interesting that's what they want you to do, though. That was their proof. Introduce Newsbeat.
Well, I think because it's sort of like formal, isn't it? It's like that's the test.
Yeah, only you would know that.
It's the yeah. Yeah, that's it. Only I would know.
I've had before, I've had at like student gigs and that, I've had people be like, no, you're not. Well, show us your licence then. I have to get out my actual card driving licence.
At a gig, though, that you're at?
Yes.
Doing it?
Well, I don't believe you're Scott Mills. Well, why would I be here otherwise? I've been booked. Well,
do you do it?
Yeah, I have done.
You'll show the ID?
Yeah, or the card.
This is what I said. I was having this really weird argument. It was a friendly argument. The photo suggests that we're all getting on. But I just went, why would I pretend to be Greg James?
Yeah,
I pretend to be someone else. Yeah, better.
Yeah, why would I pretend to be Scott Mills and be someone a lot better?
They should do it like Twitter and give you a blue tick that you can get tattooed onto your arm so you're the verified person. Do you know what I mean?
Not a bad idea. Write that down.
I've got the blue tick there.
I'm not ashamed to say that I have got at Wikipedia at one point to get into a club.
Have you?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, because they wanted ID.
Mate, that's grim.
They need something of my birthday on it.
Oh,
my date of birth, so I just showed Wikipedia on my phone.
Have a look at my Wikipedia.
Also, can I just... I just noticed this. Someone's changed my Wikipedia now to say that my house is called Echo Falls.
Yeah, you know his house is called Echo Falls.
It's not, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, though.
Mine's called the Cinnamons.
He just doesn't like it because
he stayed there last night. He's like, oh, it's called Echo Falls. It's not, though. And at the end of that round of... Oh, no, we haven't even finished yet. Hang on. Greg James introduces Newsbeat to prove who he is. Obviously, real. Yeah.
That one is real.
And at the end of that round, what have we got?
I got 20. Greg got 10.
Oh, Greg. What's on today?
Today, we have a star caller with Example, the official chart update, 10-minute takeover, and wonderful comedian John Kearns on after 6 o'clock tonight.
Those are Monday's best bits. Remember, 1 o'clock tomorrow on BBC Radio 1, and at 1:45, a new member of the Radio 1 family playing innuendo bingo. It's Cal Spellman. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.